Time now for a legislative update brought to you by the Montana Family Foundation. Here's President of the Montana Family Foundation and former Speaker Pro Tem of the Montana House of Representatives, Jeff Laslotti.
As we begin what will likely be the final week of the 2025 legislative session, the end game is becoming more clear, tensions are rising, and surprises abound. Taking center stage is House Bill 2, the state budget. It's the most important bill by far, and its passage signals that a motion to adjourn sine die is imminent. The House and Senate have both debated the bill, and it's now back in the House, where the motion to accept or reject the Senate amendments will occur this afternoon. The House historically rejects the Senate amendments, and a free conference committee is then appointed to iron out the differences in the House and Senate versions. Of course, the House could vote to accept the Senate amendments and skip the free conference committee altogether, in which case the motion to adjourn could come at any moment. It's highly unlikely, but given the bizarre antics that have taken place this session, it's not outside the realm of possibility. Meanwhile, there are other conference committees that we're watching closely. House Bill 682, a law generally revising gender transition treatments, has passed out of a conference committee unanimously and looks likely headed to the governor's desk. This bill increases the statute of limitations for those who regret having undergone gender transition procedures as a minor, and also provides for reciprocal insurance coverage for those who regret their decision and choose to detransition. Detransitioning is somewhat of a misnomer because the original transition procedures often leave the victim sterile, which cannot be corrected. A similar bill, Senate Bill 218, was subject to an amendatory veto by Governor Gianforte, which strengthened the bill after it was gutted by a House amendment. The votes to accept the governor's amendments will take place later today. And finally, in a move worth noting, the Republican Party sent out a call to action on Friday regarding House Bill 818, which bans foreign funding for ballot measures. In a scathing press release, the party called out Senator Wendy McCamey, one of the 9 Republicans that the party disowned earlier in the session, for giving the Democrats complete control of the Senate, even though Republicans technically controlled the chamber by a huge majority. In their release, they accused Senator McCamey of working with Democrats to kill House Bill 818 by refusing to schedule the bill for a hearing, hoping to run out the clock with the end of the session just around the corner. Our interest in this bill goes back to last year's battle on CI 128, the constitutional amendment legalizing abortion in Montana. In that effort, Montana and other states were flooded by tens of millions of outside dollars, much of it allegedly foreign, in a successful bid to amend numerous state constitutions. And abortion wasn't the only issue. The effort to install ranked choice voting was also funded by massive out-of-state and, in some cases, foreign money. According to the press release, McCamey was chosen as the chair of the conference committee by Senator Pat Flowers, the Democrat minority leader, which makes sense because Senator McCamey was one of the 9 that gave the minority leader veto power over the conference committee appointments. Senator Flowers also chose Senator Josh Kazmaier of Fort Benton, another one of the 9 Republicans, to sit on the committee, giving the Democrats complete control over the bill's outcome. And in a final charge, the press release said that Rob Cook, a former legislator who helped spearhead the ranked choice voting effort, asked McCamey to kill the bill. As is often the case in the final days of any session, confusion reigns, and it's hard to tell where the bill is at in the process. As of this writing, there was no conference committee scheduled for 818 on the legislative streaming website. We'll keep you posted on all of these bills as we move toward adjournment sometime later this week. For the Montana Family Foundation, this is Jeff Laslotti reminding you that this government is your government, and your input does make a difference.
Contact the Montana Family Foundation at 406-628-1141 or on the web at montanafamily.org.